Here we are here on Veterans Radio, and we have a really great opportunity today. We're talking with representatives from the Wounded Warrior Foundation, and they're going to be talking to us today about the upcoming National Nonprofit Day, which is going to be on Saturday the 17th. And the Wounded Warriors work with many corporations in helping with fundraising for the community, of course, and we know that the Wounded Warriors are designed to help veterans, mostly from the post 9/11 generation of veterans. But of course, it's all across the country and they're doing really great things. So joining me real quickly today, we've got, and I'm hoping I'm not going to mess these names up too badly, but I've got Bria Todd from the Wounded Warrior Project. I've got Brian Tucker from CSX, and I've got Olivia Parker from Parker's Kitchen. Is that correct? So I'll start off with Bree. Tell us about the programs and services that are offered to veterans through the Wounded Warrior Project.
So Wounded Warrior Project offers free programs and services to warriors and their family members. And those programs focus in areas such as mental and brain health, financial health and wellness, connection events, advocacy efforts, as well as physical health and wellness. And we serve warriors in their communities, and we meet them where they are in their recovery journey.
And how does this, how are we doing this corporate partners things? Where did you come up with this?
Yeah, so we've been really fortunate to work with corporate partners such as CSX and Parker's Kitchen for a number of years. And there's many ways in which a corporate partner can work with us, ranging from engaging their employees to sponsorships. You'll hear later about how they engage with our programs specifically, and also how they engage their customer base. So we work with a corporate partner in a way that makes sense to them, and they help us further our mission and really amplify our efforts.
Well, I know it's really hard. As a small nonprofit ourselves, you know, working with corporations is always helps us out greatly. You know, once they find out what the mission is, it seems like everybody's, oh, this is a great way. It's help veterans. And, you know, just the corporate name is always helpful, I think. Isn't it for you?
Absolutely. When a trusted brand such as CSX or Parker's Kitchen aligns with our brand, and you see their name next to Wounded Warrior Project, I think it just goes a long way. And it really instills faith and trust, as you mentioned, within the customers, within warriors in the community that maybe aren't familiar with Wounded Warrior Project, and also with the employees of those organizations as they get behind the efforts to support us.
Right. It absolutely helps with that credibility. Sometimes people are a little cynical out there, but, you know, when you get a brand name that says, you know, the Wounded Warrior Project is a great organization, that's really going to be helpful. So let me kind of shift over here to Brian. And Brian is the Vice President of Stakeholder Engagement and Sustainability with CSX. So, Brian, how did you get involved with the Wounded Warrior Project, and what is it that's helping CSX?
Well, at CSX, we like to think that service is really part of our DNA. Every day, the 23,000 railroaders of CSX, the men and women of our company, are hard at work serving America's economy, keeping goods moving across the country. But service to us really runs even deeper than that. People are surprised to know that about 1 in 5 of our employees is actually a veteran. And, you know, to recognize this, we've taken this commitment to serving those who serve by partnering with organizations like the Wounded Warrior Project to provide support and resources to America's heroes, the veterans who've served this country so selflessly.
Well, I know, and what? How are you utilizing this program with the Wounded Warrior Project?
Well, we engage with the Wounded Warrior Project in a number of ways, and what's so great about our partnership and what's so great about the Wounded Warrior Project itself is that they've grown with us. We've grown our partnership over the years to do a number of things. But one of the things that we're really excited about is the Warriors to Work program, specifically the drone certification program that we have with the Wounded Warrior Project. We all know that the veterans often struggle with that transition from service life to civilian life. And through the drone certification program, we're able to ease that transition by providing them on the job training with our experts, our equipment, and help actually get them certified drone as drone pilots through this program which will help them get employment either with CSX or another company, and also help them even start their own companies, which we've actually seen. So there's been we've trained over 50 warriors over the years that we've done this program, and it's just been wildly successful and something that we hope grows even more.
Well, I think it's just terrific what you're doing to, you know, to help these veterans with their transition. You know, that the amazing skills that they learn while they're in the service, many companies don't want to, you know, don't want to deal with that transitional part of their, you know, when they get out and the skills that they're bringing with them. And it sounds like CSX is doing a great job. Thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you. Veterans make the best railroaders. That's a fact.
Well, they do know how to follow orders, that's for sure. So next up is I've got Olivia Parker, and she's a communications and outreach manager for Parker's Kitchen. So first of all, Olivia, tell us what Parker's Kitchen is, and then tell us how you got involved with Wounded Warriors.
Yeah, so Parker's Kitchen, we have 90 stores across Georgia, South Carolina, in Florida. We're a convenience store chain, family-owned and run. You know, with it being a big business across a pretty vast footprint, we really think we have a duty to give back in big ways to our communities that we're in. In the Heroes pillar, which is where our partnership with Wounded Warrior Project came from, you know, we really wanted to focus on finding the right partner. And it took us a lot of, you know, looking. And finally, we started our partnership in March of this year. Our first kind of step to action with Wounded Warrior Project was doing a roundup campaign. So our customers were able to round up their transactions to the nearest dollar to give back to the Wounded Warrior Project. And then our foundation is matching 25% of all customer donations. So I'm thrilled to say that in the first 4 months, we have been able to donate over $300,000 to Wounded Warrior Project, which will be going back to help empower the lives of veterans and their families within our footprint across Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida.
Oh, I'm stunned. I'm listening. 300,000 in a quarter. That is truly awesome. What a great opportunity for the Wounded Warrior Project and, of course, for the people that they help, too. But what a great way to promote Parker's Kitchen. So, I mean, I'm in Michigan, so I'm not that familiar, unfortunately, with your organization. But I hope that many more people should pick up on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, I think our customers are always kind of looking. And customers just around the country are looking to big brands like ourselves to really figure out, you know, who are the right people to really volunteer and give back to. And mm-hmm. we just really want to help, you know, get our customers ingrained in giving and kind of having this camaraderie approach and, you know, us as the brand really making sure that we have a good duty of spreading awareness on who Wounded Warrior Project is and helping people realize exactly all of the programs that they offer and how they, you know, really help rehabilitate the lives of service members, you know, when they do come back. I think it's just an amazing mission, and there's so many great organizations out there, but, you know, the success of our campaign is just a testament to the organization, Wounded Warrior Project. People really want to get involved and give back because they are just that great, and they do so much for local veterans and their families.
Well, I think that's the kind of the great idea. So I'm going to come back up to you, Bria. So how would, if I were a corporate, which I'm not, but if I were a corporation owner, how would I get involved with the Wounded Warrior Project?
Sure. It's a really easy step. Just go to woundedwarriorproject.org and you'll find an area called Ways to Give. And whether you're a company or an individual looking to help support the mission, right there you'll find a way to connect with us. And I would say that's the same for warriors and family members as well. They can find all of our programs and services listed there and ways that they can engage with us.
Well, it's an additionally great project that you are doing to, you know, spread the word that, you know, so many people are not aware that veterans have some issues sometimes when they're transitioning out of the military into civilian life. And the Wounded Warrior has been around for quite a while now, and you know, your reputation is great. And I really encourage our audience to go to the Wounded Warriors Project and find out how you can become involved, not only on the corporate level, but on the individual level. And of course, there's so many services there that are available to the veteran and their families. So I would really encourage people to go to Wounded Warrior Project to see how you can help each other, and maybe they'll be able to help you too. Is there anything else that any of you would like to add?
I would just echo that sentiment. I mean, we've partnered with the Wounded Warrior Project now for over 6 years, and they're a tremendous, tremendous partner. They're doing great work in the community, addressing so many needs of people who are very deserving.
Okay. Olivia, last word?
Yeah, I want to encourage people to get out there and, you know, give back. You know, sometimes you feel like you need to give in a monetary form. There's so many ways to volunteer through this organization as well. So just taking that first step is probably the best thing to do. And I really encourage everybody to look more into the Wounded Warrior Project.
Yeah, check it out. Bria, last word from you.
You know, I think as we're coming up on National Nonprofit Day, it's really an opportunity for individuals, companies, and everyone to take a look at what they're currently doing and if there is an opportunity or an area of interest in which they can step forward and help make a difference. There's a lot of people out there with a lot of needs, and I know that there's many people that are willing to step up, and so I would just encourage everyone to do that, especially as we walk into National Nonprofit Day.
Okay. Thank you all very much for joining us here on Veterans Radio and helping us to spread the word for you for the Wounded Warrior Project and our corporate giving plans. So thank you very much. I look forward to talking to all of you at some time again in the future.